Julie O'Connor from Tralee is the new president of the Retired Teachers Association of Ireland. Originally from Sligo, she taught in Holy Family National School in Brunnock, Tralee from 1980 until 2012. And I spoke to her and talked to her about the work of the Retired Teachers Association of Ireland, her own role, and first of all, congratulated her on her election.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, Jerry, to be elected president of the Retired Teachers Association of Ireland. As I said, it was never on my bucket list. There was never anything I thought I could aspire to or would be able to do. My background would have been, I suppose, INTO right up to my retirement in 2012. I was a staff member in Holy Family School in Tralee, and it was a great event because my family were there. My local branch officers, INTO people I knew down through the years, and the support was really good.
Yeah, and that was a key thing in relation with 10,000 members of the association and a lot of issues to be dealt with as well, Julie, I'd say.
Yes, we have 10,000 members countrywide, and we have about 450 in Kerry. It's kind of a fluid number, you know, with new people joining, etc. And it's a great network for retired teachers. They have a port of call if they have problems. We have a head office in Dublin, and our general secretary is a man called John O'Brien, and he had worked in the INT office before taking up this position. So if people have problems, say, with their pension, with taxation, with anything like that, they have somebody to advise them. And also we had a great network, kept it going during COVID, and I would like to acknowledge the work of our branch officers of the time. We had especially our Cathaoirleach Mihola Caneda, he's a former principal in Estelic School. We couldn't actually have our meetings because of the lockdown, but we managed to meet in various places as branch officers to kind of keep our network going and to keep in touch with the people. And indeed, through yourselves, Radio Kerry, we actually got in touch with everybody. We kept in communication through the radio, and also during the big snow or the big ice freeze in January. So the medium of local radio is brilliant as well, Jerry.
Yeah, indeed. Julie, you mentioned pensions and taxation. They're two key issues, I'd imagine, for your members as well. As I suppose the demand grows for teachers and the substitution work and retired teachers being pulled back in to try and help the overall system, that's a key concern.
Oh, it is, yes, indeed, because some of our members have gone back in, and they're badly needed at a time like this, and the whole school system is grateful to have them on board, and it's very difficult to get sub teachers now. Young teachers finding it very difficult indeed, you know, to get accommodation. The accommodation crisis is kind of, you know, a main factor in all of this, that people can't stay in places like Dublin or big cities because they can't get the accommodation. So therefore, it's the retired teachers in situ who maybe could step in to take up the jobs.
That's part of it, then, the remuneration for that, the timings of it, the amount they can work and all that. One of the issues as well, Julie, is I know, I suppose it's for every industry, as people's health improves and people are living longer, is the mandatory retirement age. Is that something that you'd be looking at?
The retirement age, you see, is depending on the individual, really, Jerry. We're finding a lot of our members are retiring much earlier. You know, once their mortgage is paid and their family are gone through college and the empty nest syndrome is there, so therefore they're free to do other things. So a lot of them just go travel for a while maybe, and then they would come back, maybe look towards what they could do, get involved in communities. And they're very, more than any other, I suppose, retired people, they're very, very retired, they're very active within the community, you know, fundraising. They're very good at, taking on caring roles, child-minding. They're very busy. And then you would have people maybe going on now to 70. And also, it's amazing to see, I was talking to actually one of our branch officers last week, the age span you would have in the retired teachers here in Kerry. Like, some people would retire early, maybe mid-50s. And unfortunately, it was very late in the day. I just heard we had a lovely lady who died in South Kerry at the age of 104 before Christmas. So she had spent most of her teaching career, some of her teaching career in Dublin, in a very disadvantaged area when she started off. And then she went back and she taught down at Ballinskellig. Her name was Kitty O'Sullivan. But that's the age span we would have. So it's just to kind of keep all members on board and to keep people in touch and keep people connected. We found out how important that was during the COVID because people couldn't go out. So what we were doing was trying to keep connected, and we had to keep in touch, you see, by Zoom meetings with our executives. And we also wrote to people. We sent out cards to people we knew were living alone, just to know that there was somebody was thinking of them, because not all of them would be mobile, you know, and they couldn't get out.
So
just to keep that somebody's out there is thinking of you, you know, that's the situation, really. So we're here for that. Like, everybody in Kerry has my mobile number, and if I can't help them, I can go get help for them. One of the services we do have, Gerry, is a counselling service called Elena. And that is free to all our members. They have 6 sessions free, and if they want to ring, if they have a problem, if they need counselling, if they need help within their family circle or whatever, they can access that, and it's free of charge.
Yeah. And that's an important factor in relation to that. It's about having the choice as well. If you want to stop working or continue working, that you have that choice there, but that either way you'll have that support from your association.
Yes, indeed. They have the support from our association. And as I said, we work hand in glove with the INTO. They kind of are the people who would negotiate on our pensions on that. And we're depending very much on them for that, because while we're not a trade union, we're an association. And the association is very dependent on the INTO to that, so we work hand in glove with them. And the INTO Congress is actually taking part in Killarney at Easter. So please God, I'll be addressing that on behalf of the Retired Teachers Association.
Okay, brilliant. That's upcoming over the next couple of weeks. Okay, well, Julie, look, thanks. Congratulations again on your election. And thanks very much for outlining for us the association and its aims.
Míle buíochas. And can I just say a couple of fuckle?
Sure.
I'd like to congratulate the staff on Radio Kerry for using the Cúpla Focal. I see all the teachers are heartened out there to hear them, especially during Seachtain and the Gaeilge. It's going to be the booing shiv. Keep it up, Gerry.
Okay, thanks very much. Gorma Hagut, and thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning, Julie.
Gorma Hagut, Gerry.
Slán. That's Julie O'Connor there, who is from Tralee, was a teacher for many years, Holy Family National School in Balloonach in Tralee, and is the new president of the Retired Teachers Association of Ireland, talking about the number of issues that organisation deals with. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. We'd love to hear from you on the show.